Show Movie Nerds. Welcome to What They Shoulda Done.
What They Shoulda Done.
The best ideas by the worst people.
I just got an amazing idea.
A podcast where we deconstruct films and say what filmmakers coulda done to make films just that much better.
Now, here's your host, Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, and Tony G.
See that I'm naked. I didn't want
just wearing a hat, huh?
What's that?
You're just wearing a hat.
Oh, nothing but a hat and a cock ring. Gross. Baby's arm holding an apple. I can't hear you guys barely.
It's so weird because now I can hear you really well and I can't hear Sarah as good. Before it was so perfect.
Yeah, with luck here.
So it's like any other...
Me and Sarah just talking too.
It's like any other podcast then.
Are we recording?
I am recording.
Yeah, not yet, right? Oh, we are recording.
It's mostly
Tony,
just...
if you got headphones, I would put them in.
They don't have the dangle thing.
The dongle?
The dongle. Fucking Apple fucking can't let you use fucking headphones anymore.
Oh, my headphones have the input is the charger.
Yeah, mine don't. I'll get through it.
I got all kinds of dongles.
Yeah, I bet you do, kid. Yeah. The biggest dongle you've ever seen.
Welcome back to Whose Dongle Is It Anyway?
What they dongle done? Think of the A Hobbit podcast.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds pretty good on my end, though. I guess that's the end that matters.
Too.
As we all know, Sarah's end always sounds good.
Thanks, man. All right. I don't know. I'm going to crack this now. This is the first beer I've had in so long.
You earned it.
I did.
I cracked a beer while we said we were going to do it, and then I finished it now.
I've been cracking beers all day.
Good for you, man. Did you get that $8 fill?
You know what? You know what? I'm done with this. It's over. I'll see you later.
But we're not in the basement.
Okay. Did you quit?
Whoa.
Our fucking quarantine podcast.
Right.
All
right, let's start it.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the quarantine internet, welcome to the newest episode of What They Shoulda Done. I'm one of your hosts, Tony G.
And Ray Strife.
And I'm Sarah Casey. And we're all doing this from the comfort of our homes.
And in the apocalypse!
Through the magic of technology.
The last podcast we'll ever do.
I hope not.
One can only hope.
I don't know, man. All right, so what movie did we watch?
We don't have to look at each other.
Yeah, I would have met up with you guys. I don't fucking care.
I know you don't. You don't have anything to live for. I need social distancing.
Right.
You guys don't want to hang out with me right now. I don't know where I've been.
I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't. I'm not going to, like, let it stop me from doing anything. So whatever has to be done, I'm there.
Yeah, if we do, the terrorists win.
There you go.
All right, so we're doing Freaks.
Can I, hold on real quick, can I put this thing on a speakerphone? I think that's what is...
Yeah, you're not on speakerphone?
That's my problem. Can I, how do I put it on speaker?
That should just be an option on your phone, like it always is.
When I make a phone call, it is.
There's no fucking microphone button.
What?
There's not like a microphone button you can hit? That makes it speaker?
No.
Welcome back to How to Use Google Hangouts.
I don't know. I feel like my nana. Help me here. I don't know. I need a geek squad.
Can you see me?
Hello?
Did you figure it out yet, Anthony?
I got Facebook.
How about
I got your grandfather right here.
Should I send you a tutorial? See, you got to like and subscribe first.
Best episode ever.
I'm on the toilet right now.
Yeah?
So what movie did we do this week? What is it?
We're doing Freaks.
The 1920 classic Freaks.
Is that what you watched?
About a sideshow where a woman falls in love with a freak and then makes fun of him and the freaks end up killing her. So guys, I was surprised when you wanted to do this classic film.
Or it could be Freaked.
Freaked. I also watched that with Alice Winter and Keanu Reeves as Dog Boy.
You had a very busy day. It was almost like you were in a time bubble watching all these movies.
I love Freaks. That's a great movie.
Freaks. Is this called Freaks or Freaked?
Freaks.
Freaks. Plural.
Freaks was directed by the same guy who directed Dracula and ended his career because at the time it was horrible.
Really? Which Dracula?
Boris Karloff.
No, this is Freaks. The 2018.
I watched the totally. I watched the 1921.
No, you didn't.
Are you
no,
for
I didn't. But
yeah.
You should watch
it. Sent you the fucking link. It's hard to know when you're joking on the phone.
I mean, it's hard to know when you're joking in general, but dude, you can't do that right now.
I can read them like a book in real life.
Well, that's like right before Ray hit us up. He's like, we're doing Freaks, right? I'm like, dude, I fucking hope, what the fuck? I hope so.
Because we were originally going to do The Invisible Man. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget to watch that.
Hey, guys, our movie this week is The Invisible Man, the 1920 classic.
I like the Chevy Chase one, The Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently that was
Chevy
John
Chase
Carpenter.
Don't fucking look at him. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little bit of that in this movie, too. There was an Invisible Man.
Yeah, there was. It was Bruce Dern.
Spoiler.
Bruce Dern, who's a great character actor.
I thought he did a good job. But before we get ahead of this, broad strokes, do you want to do... Should we talk about, like, what this movie's about?
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah, you want to take it?
Well, I guess we kind of just follow this 7-year-old girl who is in hiding, and pieces of the real world just become more apparent that she's some sort of a, quote, freak. And that's a bad thing, and people are trying to hunt her down.
Yeah, they couldn't say mutant.
Yes. I got crazy Stranger...
They couldn't say mutant or girl from Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's lots of Stranger Things vibes happening in this movie.
Yeah, this whole thing is from the first time I saw the cover. I was like, this is an X-Men ripoff. These are really popular in the last few years, where they do, like, kids with powers. It's been, like, easier to use these kinds of special effects. So I wasn't that hyped about watching it. But the first half I thought was super whack. Then actually, it picked up, and I couldn't believe that I was enjoying it after that.
I actually enjoyed the first half more. Not that I didn't enjoy the second half, but I enjoyed the first half more than the second half. I enjoyed it when I didn't understand what was happening, because I was
asleep. Right.
And then once it kicked into being what it turned out to be, I was like, okay. You know what I mean? I kind of...
Yeah.
Especially when it ends, I'm like, oh, I see how you're... And I didn't take it as a Stranger Things thing, and like till the end, I was like, "Oh, this is Stranger Things."
Right.
With, I guess Stranger Things could be a superhero, but they, because while I was watching it, I was like, "This, if they did this as like a series,
right?"
I think it would have caught on a lot more than it has.
Which might be the goal. I can't believe it. This, I'm looking at the IMDb. It says 2018. I thought this came out this year.
Really?
Oh yeah, I thought this just came out like last week.
Because the Netflix. It didn't start plugging this till fucking like this month or last month.
I thought this was new.
This says,
when did it? I'm sorry if I cut anybody off. In all honesty, I'm not even.
Yeah, this is hard.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, this is hard.
Now, was the movie made in 2018 and then Netflix picked it up and just released it?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
This is saying Canada, Toronto Film Fest 2019 or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Netflix just picked it up.
It's got two different dates.
Well, I mean, it's like Girls Just Want to Have Blood. I mean, it says 2018, but it's not coming out in 2020.
Right. I think
by the way, Girls Just Want to Have Blood drops May 26th on DVD and VOD.
What I was really surprised, even when I saw the preview, was Emile Hirsch.
Yeah.
Being in anything. At all.
This is what happens after he couldn't fuck the girl next door. He went into exile.
Well, he he beat up like some woman
in real life.
Yeah, he like beat up some producer woman at a bar or something. He went to jail and then rehab.
Huh.
Oh shit!
I read he was like a fucking rising star. He was in a ton of great things, and then I was wondering what happened to him like a year or two ago, and I looked it up, and I found an article where he was talking about it. Like, it wasn't even like a third party. It was like him talking about how, like, she fucked him over. I forget what movie or what network.
So he was just talking about how she deserved it?
Well, like, he was saying that, like, he fucked up, and he was blowing it. He fucked his whole life up, whatever, drinking drugs, and he just caught her at the worst possible time and didn't handle it well at all. I'm not sure what happened, like, how physical it got. I just read, like, a quick write-up about it. But I think he went to jail for, like, 6 months because of it. And then he had to go to rehab. So this, to me, I was like, oh, shit. Like, this dude has like, been blacklisted almost.
He did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's a good actor, man. Like, I think he did pretty good with what he had to work with here, I think.
There were a couple spots where I was like, I'll give it a little bit more. Like, when he was yelling at her at the door.
Right.
It didn't feel like he was giving his all. It felt like he was... Unless that was his character, like, he wasn't trying to scream at her too much. But I was like, come on, give that a little bit more. Give it a little... I felt like he wasn't... I would have liked to see him push it a little bit more to where we really felt like he... Like, what they should have done again. Like, I was like, oh, man, he's faking this. Like, you know what I mean? To keep
his right.
I looked at nothing before. I didn't watch a trailer. I didn't read anything.
Same.
I was like, all right, let's watch it. I almost wanted it to be like, oh, he's... I wanted it to be like an M. Night Shyamalan. He, at the end, he would have made it where the dad was just crazy. You know what
I mean? Right, that would have been cool.
I would have liked that, too.
I think what... You could... With this kind of movie, like, you could blame any kind of, like, acting misstep on anything. Because, like, you could be like, oh, he couldn't... He'd always had to dial it back because he was controlling the time illusion. Oh, he had to dial it back because he didn't want to upset his daughter further because she could take down the whole fucking block. You know, so you could, like, with fucking fake X-Men movies, you can always, like, fill in your own plot holes, which is, like, why I fucking hate fans. And I hate, like, arguing with fucking sci-fi fans because they're like, well, like, they, like, rewrite a whole other movie.
Like, oh, yeah, they have, like, a whole backstory to this. And...
Right, like, that's your fucking job to, like, write a second movie when you watch a movie to fix the bad movie.
Yeah.
People just want to love their shit so bad. Like, every asshole who goes to see these X-Men movies that Fox did, and you're like, why was the bad guy even there?
Or Star Wars fan?
Yeah, well, I think those are a little better.
Star Wars fans are the worst.
Well, Star Wars fans are the worst, but I feel like they have a better product to work with.
I like this movie than any of the Star Wars movies I saw.
Yeah, but you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I think the movies are fucking garbage.
They're
fucking garbage. And this one, I really like this one too. And Sarah, you might have a little bit more with this. No offense, right?
That's okay.
Like, watching this movie, I was like, oh, we could have made this movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, wow.
No, I felt the same way.
At the end, I was like, oh, man, I liked it way better when it was Clerks before it turned into Clerks 2. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
like, fuck yeah, I could have made this. And it's intelligent the way that when she traveled to places, we didn't see her go there.
Yeah,
they were coming to her. And I was like, that's fucking ingenious. That's fucking... I don't know if it's ever been done. It might have been.
Yeah, I really...
I was like, that's fucking awesome.
I really liked that aspect. Actually, for a while, I couldn't tell if it was like her dreaming or what, especially because a lot of it was happening at night.
Well, I didn't mind that the first half was confusing.
I loved that. Like,
but then I got, like, bored. Like, I was like, it just took too long to get there for me. I was like, okay, something is happening here where this girl's doing it.
And I'm going to tell you.
I don't fucking care anymore.
I'm going to tell you what else.
I 100% see that because I wasn't bored, but there was a certain point where I was like, what the fuck's happening? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, it was so long, man, to get to that point.
I was
just wondering, too, like, how many idiots, and if anyone's listening and was this idiot, like, thought she had, like, a magic closet. You know what I mean?
Like, right, like, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Right. Because at first, I was like, oh, okay, there's a ghost who lives in her closet or something. You know what I mean? Like, my brain was going, like, 1,000 times. I had 300 plots before it turned into another fucking dumb superhero movie.
Right. Sarah, what were you saying?
I'm sorry. Again, I can't hear you guys, so if I cut you off, I really
do apologize. It's okay.
It's like
a normal
episode. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
So I'm waiting for you guys to cut me off again. I want to go back. on this similar topic. So Bruce Dern, right? For like the up until probably the restaurant, the diner scene, I thought he was going to kill her. I thought he was a creepy old man
right.
who was trying to like molest and murder this little girl.
Right.
I yeah, thought, he reminded like, me of the tall man from Phantasm in that respect. That's how creepy he was.
I thought he was like more like this world was an illusion and he knew something more about it, but I thought he was going to be more sinister.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that he was. Actually,
right.
I was a little bummed out when we find out he's actually telling the truth.
Right,
I'm not
right.
going to lie to you. The first time we saw him, well, I watched this with Amanda. The first time we saw him is that that's a grandfather. I called it.
Right.
I called almost everything in this movie before it happened.
Right.
Which pissed me off, which made me not like it, because I was like, cool, you're doing something. And then it just started getting very predictable. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, when you were talking about how, like, you could have made this movie, the brilliance of the first half is that it's just, like, a one-room play, almost. It's like,
yeah,
it's very, like,
everything's
like,
super
could have been
vague
made on
and,
a low budget.
Yeah, super low budget, and, like, the set's still interesting enough that you could have just, well, I mean, it basically was completely housed in there, with the exception of maybe, like, three locations.
Right, and they kept, like he would pass out in the... They just, like, changed the lighting, almost. Like,
and now, Sarah, you know I would kill to have a set that looked like that.
Dude, it fucking looked awesome.
And I, now, it would this maybe not what they should have done, because I like this movie. I give this movie, like, an 8, okay? Out of 10.
Right.
Maybe 7.5. But what I would like, if I made this movie, what I would have done is I would have done the whole movie with her in the house, and the movie ends when she finally leaves. To kind of give you, like...
Right.
Like, it would piss audiences off because they don't know it was what. But that's what I would have done. I would have made everything in the house. I would have kept the Ice Cream Man scary and kind of... They didn't play on that book more. I wish I saw more. When he gave her that book, I wish they
right.
kept doing that. To where we... When the movie ends, we have no idea. It's... No, excuse me for this reference. But like a Donnie Darko.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And that's, and with, yeah, Emil Hirsch.
That's what I would have wanted more.
You know what? They could have gotten away with that, honestly, because we've already established that she can kind of travel the world from that closet. It would have been cool if, like,
right.
that used that as a vessel for her to leave the house. But it's
yeah,
still
in the
house.
Yeah, it could have been in her head more.
Yeah.
Like, or it could have been more of a, like,
or like
that it was in her head more.
Or like every time like she goes to the park, but she's really just in the room, and then her dad walks in and is like, "What are you fucking doing?"
Right. Yeah, that would have been cool. Like if it expanded more, but still brought it back to that.
Yeah.
I really
one of my favorite part where I started to really like it though was when the big soldier guy was possessed by her. And he had to act like he's like calling the lady mommy, you know, mm-hmm. like that. That part drew me back in after I was already bored to death, and I liked it a lot. But you could have still done that, and it could have woke the Emil Hirsch could bust in and it interrupt what's happening, and we could still have been not knowing it was fake or real. And she could have gone back to it when he left, and it still could have been a what they should have done, you know, where we still could have been. Not if she was having playtime in her head
yeah.
or if it was really happening.
Now, see, with what you're saying, I would have never went to that. I would never went to that extreme. I would have done it where she lays with her mom and does it. I would have made it more of like an emotional thing for this girl.
Right.
To where we're feeding off her emotions, not her magical or mute powers. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, just for me. You know what I mean? But what you're saying is exactly right. Because I think there's a ton of shit that you could have done with this movie. That they halfway through they're like, okay, we're done. Now we're making a Marvel movie.
They
watched it. It's like, oh, this is like one of the best X-Men movies I never saw.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, when I said that to myself, I said, oh, this would make no money if that was Rogue or some other dumb.
Right.
Bitch.
Because it would be too story driven instead of 1,000 action figures on screen,
right.
which is why people are so fucking stupid.
Wolverine wouldn't have said killed somebody or something. So,
right,
some boring shit like that.
Honestly, like that's and the time bubble shit is really smart, and I didn't expect it to get that smart. And that's the kind of shit I love that is actually in good X-Men comics. Like, the stuff they don't use in the movies. Like,
right.
Where he's like, we've been in here and 7 years has gone by. It's been a month for you. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, that was probably my favorite part of the whole fucking movie. But I just wish they got there sooner, because they did so much with the house changing settings that I was just like bored and I didn't care about the reveal when it happened.
And I think if they did like what we're saying, it could have moved there faster.
Right.
Because I also wish.
Yeah.
There was a scene where she says, I hope you die. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then he says, one day someone will kill me and you'll feel bad about this. I misheard it and said, one day you'll kill me.
Oh, that would have been cool.
How awesome would it be if she ends up killing him? Now, he's dead in that house, not protecting her anymore, and she has to deal with that.
She almost did.
That would have been awesome. What they should have done, too, is she does end up killing him, and now she has to deal with those repercussions of that. You know what I mean? And now dealing with different parts of society, and then she goes over to the neighbors, does kind of the same thing, but she's learning that she was wrong. Kind of like a coming of age. You know what I mean? A little bit more of a coming of age story.
Well, you know what? And you could have done too. Is what they should have done is, since his powers revolved around time, he could have known that. He could see things in the future and past because of his power, but he couldn't do anything. He's trying to like change the future or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, that's so, like, kind of cool. Yeah.
So if that's something like that happens, you could even bring him back. You could kill him earlier. And then now the movie's moving, and I'm not bored.
Right.
And you could even have later on when she's at a crossroads with the other family and learning about her powers and where her mom is stuck. You can have like him come in like a ghost of the fucking Christmas past, because he's already seen it all. You know, that's like already. This is like what they should have done. I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah.
This is a masterclass in what they should have
done. Yeah, we really telling these motherfuckers what they should have done.
I'm not going to talk about something that they should have done. I just want to talk about something that I really enjoyed about this movie. I really liked the moral ambiguity of this movie, where you can't really tell if she's good or bad, and they bring that up a lot. And she just like the part of the movie that I enjoyed the most. Like, I mean, I enjoyed the first half and trying to figure out in my head what was going on, because I just like movies that make you think a little bit, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, that first kill, or like that in, I think it was in the diner when he like stabs that guy in the eye with the pen.
Yeah. Dude, that was
and
fucking
like that changed
awesome.
The whole fucking mood of the thing. And then you're like, whoa, okay, like is that an innocent guy? Like, like what's going on here? Like, are they really bad? Like, are they really good?
You know,
like,
why
are they
he
just
did
people?
That, right?
I know why he did it, and that's what made it even smarter doing that.
Right. Because I was like, he's going to stab in the jugular. And he did the eye, and I'm like, why the eye? And then when he popped out the door, and the guys were like, he's bleeding from the eye. I was like, oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I really liked that. And I really liked her just, like, straight up killing people and, like,
not giving
a fuck. Dude,
that was so rad when the lady was ratting them out.
Yeah.
And then she had the lady stab the cop in the eye. I was like, fuck yeah. Now, because they're all, the adults are going, we can't do that. A, it'll get us caught. B, it's morally wrong. And the daughter's like, shut up, Doc. And it's just fucking, let's light these fuckers up. That was
dude,
the
I
shit.
Would have fucking killed everybody. I'm like, why don't we just fucking kill everyone?
Right.
Like, it's a superhero movie where it's not 100% clear that the protagonist is actually a good person.
It reminded me of, what was that movie? The guy who directed the Fantastic Four. Chronicles, right? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was like that found footage movie that was like Akira. It reminded me of that a little bit, because it was somebody discovering their powers, and we actually get to see it rather than, we're like a Marvel movie, we don't get to sit there with Kitty Pryde. We have to see the story through Wolverine's eyes while Kitty Pryde hangs out with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This was like nice to see her sitting there doing that. And I love the, like, when she would go to that girl's house and be like,
dude, the slumber party?
Yeah.
Or like
awesome.
When they're like cuddling in bed in the closet and shit.
Yeah. I can tell you a horrible joke I thought of there, but I don't know.
Maybe not on camera.
when she's, Sarah, you guys don't know, when she's like, please be my mom, right? And she said she was hungry. I was like, please breastfeed her right now. Do it.
Oh, God, no.
Y'all, right, if you use CGI or puppets, it's okay.
Back to what you said about Kitty Pryde and Wolverine, that's like such a great observation because...
Thank you.
The best 80s Kitty Pryde Wolverine stories are from Kitty Pryde's point of view.
Yeah.
And he's her mentor and she's a kid learning. And that's the fucking point. Like that, and then people just need the fucking character so bad.
That's like with the Claremont years, man, he put it through the eyes of people where it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to beat you up. It was like, what the fuck's happening?
Right.
Something the X-Men movies never did.
Right.
X-Men movies were always just like, hey, we're superheroes. Look at us go. And like, just take your time and like, let's fucking see something. Like, feel.
They're always their own plot too. Like, fucking Apocalypse wants to end the world for no reason. Like, they never do it. It's just like what we said about Suicide Squad. Like, the plot is always caused by the plot.
Right.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad. The God Loves Man Kills is one of my first comics, and that's the straight Kitty Pryde narrative with Wolverine as the mentor. It's so fun. That's the way it starts, anyway. And then that's like a 20-year anniversary now. It's coming up. I mean, we can't talk about this movie without talking about X-Men. But I love that. That should have been that would have been a better thing for any kind of movie that's going to be like this.
But I really think this movie tried, but at some point they're not going to let you.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know the history of this. I don't know if this is, like, a real Netflix movie or...
Right.
They just bought it.
I think, like, they could have, too, like, tried harder, like... If she was older, that narrative would have worked better.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't want you guys to be like, ooh, fuck you. I wish it was a girl going through puberty. And I wish it started... Like, it's, you know what it is? It's Carrie. I wish she got her first period... And she got her period, and the dad doesn't know how to deal with it. So he's dealing with trying to teach a girl about becoming a woman, but at the same time, it's also him trying to explain to her becoming who she really is. And I think that could have been is it double entendre? Is that the word we're looking
for? Well, that's what X-Men is also. They all get their powers at puberty.
Right. Double entendre?
Is that what that is?
I don't think it is, man. But I'm going to disagree with you there.
Her a double entendre.
I'm going to disagree with you. I feel like that storyline is just that would have been just way too eye-rolly predictable for me. I like that it was someone that I like that it was someone that young because you're not really expecting it to kind of happen like it did.
Yeah, but we saw that with I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying for point of argument, we saw that with Stranger Things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, it was, and again, not until the end, not until it became like this, we gotta get out of this mountain and all this crap. I was like, oh, this is Stranger Things, doy. Like, I just realized that. It's like they took the relationship between the sheriff guy and her, and like, okay, let's extend this, you know, let's take the other kids out.
Right.
And see what their relationship would be like, which is smart.
But I feel like you change it up and make them like adolescent age, then it turns into like every other coming of age kind of superhero thing too.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to make it like a harsher moment when she's like cold blooded.
Yeah,
and like making her younger makes it a little like oh shit. You're like wow, I didn't expect that.
You know, you
she's gonna be the voice of reason.
I'm trying to find the budget for this movie because I'm curious. I did find the box office.
Can I make a guess?
You can try. I can't find it.
I'm going to say five.
Five million?
Because Sarah, at the end, at the whole movie, I'm like, oh, we could have made this. And then when the missile comes down and hits the house and the fake fire and all that, I'm like, oh, yeah, we definitely could have made this. And I swear to God, Sarah.
The blood. The gunshots and the blood. Was horrible. Yeah.
When he jumps out of the house with her, I swear to God, they took a photo, photoshopped it, and did it the way we did the bombs and stuff.
The jump. We have a movie that should be coming out soon that we've been working on, and there is a scene that is just like that.
That's so funny.
And it looks just as bad. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay. But our movie's not serious, obviously. Yeah.
What I think, too, is like a lot of some of the stuff that hurt this movie was the same thing that helped it. Like having the settings be really simple and be mainly in the one house for the first half. It worked to it to a point, but then like when Bruce Dern's like, your wife was never dead. It's like, it was weird. It was like, man, this should be hitting me harder. Like, this should matter more to everyone there.
What they should have done with that was what I think, because we saw her the one time she freaks out. Remember, she opens the closet and she freaks out. If they did it a couple more times, because if they did that a little bit more, like maybe once or twice more, or there's like a scene where she doesn't go to the door. You just hear the screaming and you don't know what it is. Like kind of build up, like almost it's a Sixth Sense thing. Like I'm like, oh, just build up to it a little bit more. If they did this like Sixth Sense, again, I think that's what they should have done. Is forget the superhero shit at the end. Just build it up and build it up, and then you finally realize it. I think it would have hit harder because we realized the twist in the middle of the movie, and then you're like, oh, okay. Imagine if at the end of Sixth Sense, or in the middle of Sixth Sense, you realize Bruce Willis is dead, right? And then you're like, it turns into Ghostbusters. Right. Like, oh, that was fucking stupid. What the fuck am I watching the rest of this movie for? You know?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how I felt when I got even the like, you've been out there for, we've been here for 7 years, you've been out there for 2 months. I was like, wow, you took a whole hour to tell me that, but now, like, what, now what?
But now, yeah, exactly, like, now and
then,
what?
And then it was just fucking Brightburn.
Oh, I didn't see Brightburn, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I just want to...
Chronicle, or whatever the fuck that movie was called.
I just need to say something really quick to the listeners at home, so, we have a crazy rig happening this time in order to make this happen and keep it keep in line with quarantine things. So you hear a whirring happening. I don't think Ray and Anthony can hear it, but it's my old computer.
That, I like can hear. I thought a car was driving by.
No, I'm outside smoking a cigarette, so that's if you hear cars driving by, that's me.
Yeah, no, there's...
I like this quarantine shit. I get to smoke, I'm drinking. I jerked off halfway through this.
It explains
just,
a lot.
I get to hear his Ray voice again. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Really? Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Dude, I cannot find the budget for this at all.
Yeah, I don't see it either. It's so weird. It's like it was a secret.
It's weird.
It's like opening and the gross and the worldwide, but they don't have that budget.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's between 5 and 10 million. Low, low budget.
Yo, I bet they paid to not have it on here because they didn't even make a million.
Yeah, they did not have much of a box office collection.
And that's one thing I'll ask you, Ray, is you watch more movies like this than I do. I don't... Like, is this something you've seen... Like, you said Brightburn. You told me to watch Brightburn. I'm like, I'm not gonna... I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But is this like that? Is this a movie I've seen a thousand... Because it reminded me a little bit, too, of Cloverfield... The second Cloverfield. Did you guys see that one? 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah, Sarah, that
one
was amazing.
Way more suspenseful than this.
But
though.
It was the same idea. It was a movie that was real. I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. You don't know what's real and what's not.
They go out and it turns into Cloverfield. You're like, oh, you just ruined this whole movie for me.
Right.
Like, it's like, it's a grounded movie. And then at the end, it's, well, nope, it's a stupid monster movie now. And you're like, oh, you just ruined this movie.
No, Brightburn is way more just the whole time he's the little girl, but he's more of a serial killer.
And is that just like Chronicle?
I don't know if I ever actually saw Chronicle.
Oh, what? God. There are cars.
It's a great movie, dude.
I do hear the cars.
Yeah, those are cars.
I totally thought somebody was like slurping shit on the
other side.
We hear the cars going by you.
Yeah, so I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm freeballing it right now, man. This is the quarantine life.
I had people in my house. Otherwise, I'd just be walking all over the place.
Today's the first day that I wore real clothes in a while. but it's like a evening gown.
Three.
How many people do you have in your house? All right, keep it lower than 10, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need New Jersey's number three rapper. I don't need Trenton's number three rapper to die on us, man. I don't need another fucking... You know what I mean?
That's so sweet that you think I'm number three.
Well, I was... Never mind.
You're number one.
T-Bone 5000 is number one. That is not me. I don't know why people think it is, but he doesn't wear glasses, so obviously...
Right. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about this movie.
I dug this movie. I don't know if I'd give it an 8. I was entertained, for sure. I didn't really like the end.
It was really good.
But I think that's the ending it had to be.
You give it a C minus? I give it a B plus. I give it a B minus. I give it a B, man. They should have done two, I thought. And again, I brought the Phantasm tall man thing. I wish they did a little bit more with the books. What they should have done is a little bit more with the books. And if they kept popping them books in there where he's trying to put in her brain what's really happening, that would have been awesome. So she's reading those books and we're kind of learning along with her with those books. And then he's more of just like a creepy, like, we don't know, man. We don't, you know what I mean? Because in the beginning, again, he was like the tall man. Like, they even did, I don't know if you guys are Phantasm fans, but when he's out there walking and the kid's scared, and literally in that movie, the ice cream truck opens up and there's the cloud of like the cold smoke because it's hot out, and the tall man walks through it. It's one of the creepiest fucking things in any horror movie.
Right.
So with the bubbles and stuff like that, I'm like, oh yeah, he's luring the kids in. And like when that girl came up and she had the ice cream that was melting, that was visually this movie was brilliant until it became standard.
Yes.
What
you know
what
I mean? I agree.
What I did like about it with the time reveal, the Emil Hirsch is leaving and then he's coming back like shot and stabbed, and every time the girl looks outside it's like a perfectly normal suburb.
Yeah.
Which made it really dreamlike in my head.
But the birds are always frozen.
Yeah, you're like scared to leave the house in your dream, but when you look outside, nothing's wrong, and people might be out there that you know, but they're still monsters. That was really cool for me, but then it just like took too long to get anywhere.
Is that your cat?
Yeah, it was somebody's cat.
Oh, can you hear that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pushing my cat off my chair.
Speaking of the time bubble, I mean, there were a lot of effects that bugged me in this movie, especially the blood effects, but, I'm not gonna lie, I kinda dug when she almost got hit by the car, and then he builds the bubble, and then the car slow motion just crashes into that fire hydrant, like, behind them. I thought that was really well done.
Yeah. I loved when the bullet was coming at her, and then the blood just in front of her.
That looked awesome.
But I was like, fuck, yeah. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
That's something we would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what they did there, too, that was good was I didn't see that coming because her dad just ate it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to... I was like, oh, now the rest of the movie's going to be her with the grandpa. I didn't see it coming that they would kill him right after the dad fucking just almost got killed.
And I also dug that right after that, she, like, makes that woman shoot herself in the head.
That was awesome. Again, they had so much awesome shit. And again, if this was, like, made in the 90s, you know what I mean? Like, this, I was just, like, 90s this up. Just take all this dumb stuff. Because once she shot that and her mom got out, I'm not going to lie to you, I kind of was like, I zoned out.
You could have ended the movie there and had a really good fucking movie.
Right. Yeah. Especially if she never left the house at that point. If we like did what we said that she should have done. And then she goes outside. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what's going to happen. And we're like, what? Like, I'd be more interested in seeing what's going to happen rather than her and her mom flying away. Like, give me a break.
Because we already know we already know. She already established that mom's coming to get her. So we we don't need to actually see it. Like, it's already happening. This movie's done plenty already that doesn't hand feed us shit. You know?
Yeah, what they should have done, too, was, like, Twilight Zone, where the kid can make all his wishes come true, and the whole town's scared of him.
Yeah, Anthony.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was kind of going. And then that would have made it a little better if it was in the house the whole time, but she left mentally, but then we kept coming back to the house. Because then when the dad and the grandfather are arguing, they could also be trying to convince her more of what she's supposed to be doing. And then when she reacts poorly, you know, something bad could happen to people outside more, you know? Like, we could have been more eerie.
Yeah, I agree with you. It stopped being eerie at a certain point.
But,
I'm 100% with you with the eeriness. I don't know so much where... Because, again, in my brain, I would like the grandpa to have been scarier up until the end. Like,
right. When
he started hanging out with her, I would have liked him to be more creepy and her more of... For the amount of fear that her dad put into her,
right. She
was way too nice to hang out with somebody.
Yeah.
I know she's anxious to hang out with somebody. I know she's anxious to be around people.
She really wanted ice cream, dog.
But the amount of fear that he put into her, she should have been more scared, and we should have been more scared. Like, when he was at the back door of the ice cream, he was like, come on in. Yeah, exactly. We're going to the park, right? I was like, fuck yeah. But then when they get to the park, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
He's trying to get her powers. And I swear to God, I called it right on. I was like, that's her grandfather. I'm like, that's her grandfather. And I called it. But if they kept it creepy, like, she ran away then. Instead of getting in that ice cream truck, it would have been like, whoa. And now she's scared to go outside. Now she has a real, like, she went to the real world. She got scared. Now she's scared to go outside, but still wants to. Like a child would. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right in there. We're scared. As adults, we're scared of shit. And you'll test your limits, and then it scares you. And now you got to start over again to test your limits again. That would have been cooler. Then going to the dumb park and the eye bleeding, which I get the eye. That was so much more like, I don't want to say Men in Black. It was more like bright. It was more like, ugh. It was more like, okay, you're going broad with it now. Let's stay closer to this grounded, weird world that we don't understand.
Yeah, even the concept of, like, the entire world calling people with superpowers freaks, and that's their accepted name.
No, I get it. Because, and I'm not going to lie to you, you know, Chinese virus.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm totally with that, and I was
that
like,
occurred to me, but, like, it's not like they couldn't say it, but for it to be the main term, that was more, like, to me, like, a childish thing that...
But we don't know if they're watching, like, Fox News. I wished when they did the news report, because that also is what made the kid mad, because that she's being called a freak. Like,
right.
When she watched TV. Because he kept her from watching TV. That's where we wore the headphones. So her hearing that, to me, it's as if, you know what I mean? You're watching Fox News, and they're calling it the Chinese coronavirus. Think about that. And I know
right.
Stupid.
No.
Think of Chinese kids right now listening to the news being like, did we do this? And now it's something that is going to make you angry, going to make you do this. It's also going to make people hate them more because they're feeding this fear and this hate in the people.
Right. And that occurred to me, but like we also have like it's people are saying that, but it's also called COVID-19.
Right. But
you know
to,
what I mean?
To me and you it is. But
like
now,
there's a fear mongering word and then there's the real word. Like that,
right.
That's all I'm saying. Like when everyone is saying freaks, it just kind of bothered me. It was like a kid wrote it.
When they did the, they're at a location and there's the graffiti and it has the woman.
Oh, yeah, that little pop art thing on the side of
right.
the building.
And
yeah.
She's bleeding the blood and it says die freaks or something like that, right?
She's bleeding the blood?
What they should have done there, though, is above that girl, that should have said something positive about quote unquote freaks. So that when it says die freaks, it shows that there are people who. Don't that's a thing that was never done in this. That I mean, even the woman who was supposed to be like called him abnormal, but when
right.
you meet her, she hates them obviously just as much.
Right.
There was never anyone who cared about these people.
No, they
I
got.
Wish there
well,
was a, I wish there was a character or something in this that showed the other side. Like,
right.
hey, we don't think they're all bad. Maybe in a news report. Hey, they're not all bad. They're just people like us. They're blah, blah. To show, because if you're trying, again, like X-Men was all about race or about equality. So give me a little bit of that, because obviously what this showed me is everybody hates Freaks.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the balance. That's the point of the whole thing, though, right? Because all the abnormals, the Freaks or whatever, got like shipped off, and on the reservation
world,
thing. I know, but
in
this
the real
isn't.
World,
but,
you know, I'm sorry. In the real world, you know, if this shit was happening, we would be like, I hope the three of us on this phone conversation would be like, hey, they're just people. Let's figure out. Let's help them live their life. You know what I mean? Like I would, what they should have done, I just would like to see the other side.
Like an underground kind of a thing.
No, even if they did it in the corniest way in the world, where it's a hippie, which is what would happen. Like, hey man, we're all cool. You know, because they always go to hippies and things have to be equality. Because that was the last time anybody fucking cared about other people.
Woodstock.
Was the '70s. Yeah, because all those hippies now were the ones trying to fucking, you know, build walls, but still.
Right.
It's like I would like to see a balance.
It would have been a nice. I agree. It would have been a nice wrinkle, but I also kind of liked that it was just a very kind of aggressive and dark film. In that it was like that. There, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you couldn't
right.
tell who was good or who was bad. Everyone was kind of bad.
They
you know?
Made it look a little. It was like cut and dry. What they should have done is, since so much of it's from her point of view, is they could have distorted reality a little more and then, like, made it more like she's having a nightmare. When she's watching the news, like, when people are calling her freaks, they could distort like a nightmare. You know, there could be, like, things where you're questioning reality, where it's more from her point of view and why, and it's scary and she doesn't necessarily know why, and it manifests in visuals too.
Yeah, but I don't know if that work only, I'm not trying to shake it out, because she doesn't know she's a freak or understand what the freak thing is, because her dad has
right.
which I really liked in the beginning when he was yelling at her and stuff, just in case something happened to her. Which again, right. another what they should have done would have been awesome if we saw that whole, I'm going to call it a training montage in the beginning, and then he does die, and then she has a whole different movie. This would make a whole different movie. He dies. Now, she's there. Maybe we see her there she's sad. It's maybe a week. She finally has to go outside. Now it's her dealing with everything that's happening with people hating Freaks.
Right.
Like, that could have been something, which is another reason why I hate they ended this the way they did, is because now there's nowhere else to go but this superhero crap.
Yeah.
If they ended it the way we said maybe an hour ago, whatever long we've been talking, where he dies and she's a fish out of water learning, kind of like they did with Stranger Things before she meets the kids, that would have been something nice too, like somebody who's trying to find themselves and starts to realize, and it could be in if you want to associate like with being like gay or something, you're out there and you realize you're different than these people and you're trying to figure out why, and why you have different feelings. Maybe you feel other people have the same feelings and then you find out they don't, and you end up like killing them or anything. You know what I mean? You end up doing things where you start getting called out. That would have been another cool thing too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's deep, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Fucking Quarantine Tony has a heart.
And you know what? She should have had bigger tits, too.
There he is!
Bigger titties.
All right, I have one more thing I want to complain about, and honestly, it might be my biggest gripe with this movie. Bruce Stern is selling ice cream out of a snow cone truck. It really bothered me.
I didn't even notice that, dude.
Mr. Snowcone. Like, what the fuck? He don't sell snow cones. He sells fucking ice cream.
Maybe. Can I get a snow cone? No. No snow cones. Only ice cream.
You want bubbles? You want some...
Let me get ice cream and a Coke. No. Just ice cream and Pepsi.
Maybe he had both, but she just wanted ice cream.
She probably doesn't know what a snow cone is.
I mean, it's a fucking snow cone truck. Our kid's going up to the snow... And why the fuck is he... He's always at the cul-de-sac in front of the abandoned house. Like, that's his...
Well, the house wasn't abandoned.
He's trying to get her.
I know, but it's just like... Nobody else finds this weird? For 2 months,
he's
this
an old
dude.
Man. He stole the snow cone truck. He wasn't paying attention. To
For
detail.
2 months, this
Sarah,
old man.
He's trying to convince her to come out. Sarah, don't make us both turn on you.
I guess
this is
that.
Unprecedented. This is unprecedented.
But, like, for real, like, 2 months, Bruce Dern is in a snow cone truck selling ice cream with a bubble machine.
I know, to the
in front of
girl.
The abandoned house.
To the other girl.
Do you guys think
nobody cares?
Cool? Do you guys think it would have been cool if what they should have done maybe to show a little bit of him going around and not knowing? He's trying to find her and, like, right. talking to kids.
Once we meet him and establish that he's not gonna kill her, yeah.
Well, no, what if he's going around, you think he's trying to kill these kids, but he's trying to find her.
I would have liked
he's,
that.
Like, saying things, like,
maybe he's
where's
taking
your mother?
Kids.
I don't want to say, I don't want to go that far. He's taking.
No, but
I
not
would,
like, maybe.
He's testing
imply,
them.
I want to imply. So, as the audience, we're like, oh, this guy's a fucking creep, and we think he's gonna kill, you know what I mean?
Right.
But at the end, like, oh, he's just trying to find her.
It would
you
be
know?
Cool to start with that.
Yeah, I would have liked
like,
that.
Oh, yeah.
There's no kids that were not in the house. It's not the dad and the daughter. It's a dark scene from a kid's point of view with
over
the ice cream
black.
Man.
Right, over black. You hear the ice cream truck sound.
Right.
He comes up. He's a fucking creep. Now you're like, oh, shit. And now your mind's already like, oh, she's going to end up fighting this ice cream man.
Right. Right. And then you realize he was like, maybe try and test kids or scope out the right kid, but you think he's the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought he was going to be the villain from the beginning.
And then
and
maybe,
if they...
maybe she kills him, and that's when we find out he's not the villain.
And that's how he tests her powers. He's willing to die to find her. And again, I wish they did more with that book. They did the book thing once. He's going to take all that time. If they do that, and you're kind of like... If they did a missing kids thing, too, in there. If they did that, that would have added to that.
Right.
You know, like, oh, people are, kids are going missing. Where am I?
Right.
But then we have to work that into somehow why are the kids. Now you have to figure out why the kids are going missing.
Well, maybe he's found more than one kid with powers, too.
But he's only looking for the kid. Or what if there really is? If that case, what I would do, what they should have. There is a serial killer guy going around. And then eventually he ends up getting with that girl. She kills him, and that's how we find out she has powers.
Or there's both. Like, hear me out. Like,
that's what
like,
I'm saying. No, you're right. There's both, but there's a killer who's killing the kids.
Right.
But we think it's the ice cream man.
We think it's the ice cream man.
Yeah. And then when she ends up killing him, we're like, what the fuck just happened? End episode, start episode 12.
Yeah, right.
This should have been a series, and it shouldn't have been a superhero thing at the end. It should have been a power. You know, that's where Stranger Things never fucked up. They fucked up one episode when they tried to do the X-Men episode. Remember that one?
Kind of.
Season 2, episode 7. Where she goes... I don't fucking know.
Do you? I think you know. But when she meets the other girl...
The punkers, right. When they meet all... She meets the punkers and all that. You're like,
that
oh,
part really pissed me off.
It's a spinoff. It's like when Dwight Schrute's brother and sister show up, and you're like, why am I watching this episode about your brother and sister on a farm?
Right, because
they're trying to make a new... It's called a backdoor pilot.
Right.
You're trying to fucking make me watch another show, not knowing it. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that dude, those kids pissed me off.
I didn't mind it only because... I'm a punker, so I was like, yeah, punk. I like when she got punk, and they was like, fuck yeah, and that could have been a cool series.
Yeah, but they were corny-ass punks, man.
They were. I know. They were like 28 Jump Street punks, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, they were the worst. They talk like so pretentious. Oh, I want to kill myself.
I was okay with it until that montage. I didn't like the montage.
Is this in Stranger Things?
In Stranger Things. I don't remember a montage in this movie. When she's like, when they're punking up 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she gets, like, the eyeliner.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You always need that.
I guess.
Punk her up! What do we do now? Punk her up! Punk her up! We just killed this chick. Punk her up!
Punk it up!
Puncture some holes in her arm. Punk her up and tip her in the woods.
My chicken's dry. Punk it up!
Punk it up!
My soda's flat. Punk it up!
I miss you guys.
This movie sucks.
Punk it up! Not enough punk in this movie.
What? This podcast is too long. Punk it up!
Get up! That's another thing I was saying, too, when I was watching this movie. I don't know. It was what they should have done, but I don't know if it worked when I finished it. I thought the dad, because he has to stay awake, would have been cool if all the neighbors knew him as, like, a drug addict, because he looks like a drug addict. You know what I mean? He's staying awake all that. And maybe he's buying drugs to do stay awake. He's like, he actually is doing meth.
I like that
idea. He's doing meth. He's doing all these horrible things to stay awake. Because, I mean, if you got to stay awake to stop 7 years, fuck it, man. And he's like, oh, shit, this meth isn't good enough. In 7 years, it's way better. Let me start time up again. But, but you know what I mean? That's what I was like, oh, man. Like, the neighborhood should think he is a junk. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yo, and then they could have done, instead of little reveals throughout the first half, the whole first half could have been like, fucking house is fucked up.
Yeah.
People hate them. He's a junkie. He's abusive. And then halfway through, she gets out of the house, and it's like fucking Wizard of Oz. Like dark blue colors versus the fucking Kodachrome, you know?
And then
we're like, oh, and then it's the reveal. Like, he was holding time for her. That's mm-hmm. why he was abusive.
And he had to become a junkie and wake, you know, do all the speed to stay awake to save her.
I like that.
Smoking meth.
That'd be really cool.
I thought that's like the way we would have done it, because I'm like, fuck you, let's fucking put some fucking punk in this.
Yeah, go all the way.
Now, there was some things, and I'm wondering, I'm asking both of you, but no offense, I'm asking more Sarah. Did you notice, like, halfway through the colors started changing? Like, it went from an orange and yellow to, like, a bright blue?
Did that coincide with her going outside to get the ice cream?
Once the grandpa showed up, things went to a weird blue hue instead of that orange, and it was crazy. I think in a second watch, I'll understand it.
That's the colors when you would go in and out of sleep.
Well, that too. But like, there were also cues that would occur with that. But I also feel like there was a really big change in the look and the feel of the film when he got shot after that grocery store run and passed out, and she realized there was no ice cream, and then she ran outside and she like walked outside for the first time. That, and sees like the trees and the leaves and everything's bright. She sees the flowers.
Yeah,
like,
that was some Terrence Malick shit.
Yeah, like I feel like things kind of changed then, color wise, feel wise, like the whole thing, tone.
And I wonder if they did this and we didn't pick up on it before he says he's been keeping this for 7 years. Do something where an astute person could say, wait. These people are saying it's this time, but this is like a date on something or the 10-year anniversary. When he's watching TV, it says the 10-year anniversary of the thing. But they don't tell us. They didn't tell us about this big nuclear thing. So that's an afterthought.
Was there something in there that
we could have been like, whoa. Because a good filmmaker will throw something in there to let the smart smart person will go, oh, fuck you. You fucking gave that away 2 minutes ago.
Go ahead.
I was just choking on vomit. Good.
I didn't see any time thing except that, like, when you would fall asleep, what the house looked like would change.
Oh, you didn't see that, Tony? I know. You know what, dude? That's what I'm talking about, the lighting.
The lights would go on,
the lights would go off. Things would change.
It would look newer because then they were in the 2 months.
Yeah.
And then it would look all downtrodden and fucked up because when they were awake, they were in the 7 years.
Oh, yeah. You know what, dude? Thank you. That's exactly what I was talking about. I didn't pick up on that. I picked up when they tried to show me that with the light coming on and all that. I was more looking at the horrible effect that was going on.
Well, it was confusing at first, and I was like, are they going to go anywhere with this? And then that's why I was mad about the reveal, because it just got to a point where I didn't care when they revealed it, even though there was all these clues that should have made me care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we solved that problem, like, talking to each other. I'm going to take a piss, so I'm going to mute my phone real quick.
Have fun.
I'll be right back.
I thought...
Oh, I can't mute this. I can't mute it, so...
You can't? Let me see if I can mute you on my end. No, I can't.
Well...
All right, well...
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm a wide sender.
Press one if you'd like to hear Tony Goggles piss.
Too late. You
selected one. Best episode ever.
Oh, sweet.
What's the equivalent? What's the equivalent of an Emmy for a podcast?
Oh, didn't the
$2 in your Patreon.
The Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, we got
no, isn't it Webby? Is it Webby's? There's a thing.
Webby's are like...
Webby's are something else. No, there's a thing, though. There's like a podcast YouTube thing.
I think this might be the
me
one,
and
guys.
Sarah have never won an award. You have to tell it to every other one of our friends.
Yeah, I think this might be the time you win.
Never. Yeah, never. Ever, then, ever. It's okay.
All right, how long have we been doing this, though, for real?
Probably about an hour. Yeah, it's been about an hour, because last time I checked, it was about 52 minutes. Look at that.
I'm just mad.
It's an hour. Just an hour.
I was hoping we couldn't talk about this enough and we could talk about the rape of two quarries.
I was going to ask you guys how did that go for you.
Didn't go for me.
The experience was horrible.
Was it? I had fun. I mean, it was awful that we didn't get to see it when we were supposed to see it.
It's like this. It's like you got raped by Charlie Sheen. Was it horrible? You got raped by Charlie Sheen. Who could say that? 1,000 people.
Oh, man.
That's who raped him, and we already knew it. It was just everything that they announced. We already knew, and he took our money. You know what I mean, Ray? It's like,
yeah.
You took my money. I thought I'm going to get something new, man. And I think, I don't know if it's just that me and Sarah are too deep into this.
Right.
Some people are like, oh, what? I'm like, yeah, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, for sure. You guys already had your head in this more than other people.
That was established a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think I knew until you guys told me.
I was ready for new shit already, man.
I thought they were at least going to name Michael Jackson.
No, and they do a fucked up thing where he goes, while Corey Haim was being raped, I was being groomed by someone else. And it cuts to Corey Feldman dancing on stage like Michael Jackson to a Michael Jackson song. And I go like this, oh my God. The rookies in the corner puking. And then he goes, yeah, it was this Joe Schmo, my manager. I'm like, oh, man, why? Like, they did it on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucked.
I was like, you fucking jerk off. And I think it's on YouTube now because someone told me it is.
What?
Someone told me it is.
Yeah, because somebody by now copied it somehow.
Yeah.
Fucking
and I think,
horseshit.
I'm gonna tell you, it was a good documentary, but I knew everything. And to watch him lie, sit there and lie and, like, rape me of my money. My $10, and who knows how much of... You paid for it, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
How much of her information is now somewhere?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, you fucking... You're a jerk-off. It's like, we knew all this, and then he's like, well, I'm gonna explode everybody. You guys, wait till you see who I explode. I'm gonna fucking this. Oh, the industry's over once I say these names.
Right.
Everyone I tell these names to are like, yeah. And you're like, oh shit. And then in the middle of the documentary goes, oh, I'm not gonna expose the executives or anything like that. You're like, it's exactly what you told me you were gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, man.
Here's the other thing too. So it was supposed to premiere what, that Monday? I can't remember what.
No, Sunday. It was a Sunday.
Was it a Sunday? I thought it was a Monday.
No, it was a Sunday because... Oh, was it a Monday? Oh, it was a Monday because I had band practice. And I got Tim. I never asked... I don't drive. And I never ask anyone to drive me anywhere. And I said, Tim, I'm asking you as a favor, as a friend, and you'll understand this. After band practice, will you please drive me to Bordentown so I can watch the Corey Feldman documentary? He goes, for you, bro. Fuck yeah. I know you've been waiting for this forever. I'm like,
thanks,
fuck
Tim.
Yeah, thanks, bro. He was like,
good
I'm
guy.
Gonna get you there. I'm gonna get you there on time. But what happened was his car fucked up, right?
What?
It wouldn't and it wouldn't drive forward.
What?
So he had to drive me there all the way in reverse.
No.
While my mom was giving birth in the back seat.
He said,
me, you wouldn't drive like that. By the way, that's
license to drive, kids.
And then the car was alive. And here's the other thing.
No, I was just explaining the plot license to drive with Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Both raped on it. And it was the guy who was in that movie who raped him.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so yeah.
Fun times.
So then you came over and we tried to watch it and it kept getting postponed. I also had a fucking hell of a time trying to buy it. Like a fucking hell of a time. The thing kept crashing. I tried to buy it on my phone, on my fucking 100-year-old laptop that I'm using right now to record this podcast. I tried to buy it on my actual computer. Nothing was fucking working. Then I couldn't get it to fucking play. So then we finally, like, they kept saying, like, oh, hackers are trying to stop the start of this film. Or whatever. There was, like, all these fucking updates and stuff. Oh, we're pushing it back an hour. We're pushing it back 20... This.
Yeah.
And then finally, we end up... Somebody found some chick on Twitter who was doing
Instagram,
doing a live feed from her phone of her laptop because it was working for her. So it's just this drunk girl in Australia.
yelling at her daughter
like, and her dog.
I gotta go smoke a joint. My daughter's gonna hold the phone.
It's like four. Yeah, it's like
lady.
And then, but then it finally starts because it was like looping this music video slideshow for like an hour. Apparently, we caught it at like the tail end, so it was like only 20 minutes for us. But then it finally plays, and it cuts off after 15 minutes. So I only saw 15 minutes of this, and it was from some lady's cell phone feed of her laptop, drunk as fuck in Australia.
What an ordeal.
It was a fun time. I mean, like, it was stressful because I really wanted
but
to see it.
But the real thing was...
But it was fun.
He's
like, fun time.
He's like, hackers are doing me. No, hackers aren't... First of all, you see the video of him? He's like, the worst acting, right? Like, and again, you think you're not an actor, right?
Yeah.
You have said lines better than this guy.
Dude, that's, like, I saw that part.
The hackers, what? They're hacking us in real time?
Yeah.
I saw that.
I'm like, dude, you fucking piece of shit. Because the problem was, too, is they showed 15 minutes of it in the theater and then cut it off and said, hey, we want everyone to see us together. Then once it started streaming, it streamed for 15 minutes before it cut off. So in my brain, I'm like, what are you doing to me, Corey? And I love conspiracy theories. I love it, especially with this shit. I don't trust Corey Feldman, especially since he did this. I'm down new rabbit holes. I'm anti-Corey Feldman now. I'm not kidding. I was on his fucking side, and I still am. I still think what he says is real, but I think the motherfucker is an asshole for mooching it this long and doing this. And I don't think he knows enough as much as he's saying.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like me, like, I buy drugs from this dude, right? And I'm like, yo, I know the drug underworld. And I know two drug dealers. You know what I mean? I'm like,
right.
I don't think he knows the real shit that's going on. I'm like, fuck you, because if you did, and you want, how much longer are you going to live, dude?
Right.
How much longer are you going to live? Get this shit out here. You could be a fucking hero and make movies again. He
right.
don't know shit. He don't know shit, and he can suck my dick. And I'm going to make it in Hollywood just so he has to. Plus, he's a rapist, and he has women imprisoned in his home. Corey's Angels. Oh, all right. Don't get me started on this.
You're rowdy,
this
boy.
This is not this the episode to go. Turn. Yeah, we can't discuss this here today.
Rowdy boy. Okay, so I also, so it was okay, but it was garbage.
Excuse me.
Also, I watched... Jay and Silent Bob reboot, by the way.
I didn't watch that yet. I heard bad things.
It just came on Prime for free.
I saw that.
Yep. I'm still kind of on my moratorium with that.
But. I don't give a... You know what? Yo, I love him and everything, but out of 5, I give it 2 stars.
Let's do that next week.
Yeah?
But the problem with Jay and Silent Bob with his shit is, for what they should have done, you're... Okay, you know what? Let's fucking do it. Because that'll be a 3-hour-long thing.
Right.
All right, next week, kids. And I
can't believe you're going to make me watch.
It's free, and it's not horrible. He also makes fun of a PA that he never gave credit for or paid in it. Do you think it was you?
I doubt it.
No, you didn't say that. You don't have that lucky. All right.
All right, let's wrap this shit up, B. I gotta pee.
All right, what?
Dude, let's hear it. I peed?
I'm not peeing, bro.
Pee it up, bro.
I gotta go to a whole other level of my house where people are. I just wanna wrap this up.
Oh, sorry, fancy boy.
Yeah,
he has so many levels to his house.
I know. I'm on the helipad right now with my butler, and my butler hasn't spoken or breathed the entire time.
Good.
All right, let's let Ray pee. All right, say goodbye.
All right. Thanks a lot, TV Land. This was our first quarantine episode, triple phone threat of what they should have done.
All right, yeah.
All of us are, me and Tony are in Trenton. Sarah's in some other town.
Sarah, give your exact address so people know.
I'm at DIY headquarters in Bordentown, New Jersey.
We did technology, and we did this.
We did.
I actually enjoyed this better. Let's make this work out for every Sunday.
All right.
Wow.
No, I love you guys. All right. Guys, be safe. Seriously, keep your fucking 6 feet distance and double bag it.
And let us know.
Hopefully we brought you some joy.
Yeah, let us know if you want to hear us do Jay and Silent Bob's reboot and make sure you say no.
Yeah, we're doing it because I have tons of shit.
Hit us up on the Facebook. Tell us what you want to hear while you're in lockdown.
All right, we love you guys. Stay safe out there.
All right, be safe. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to What They Should Have Done.
What They Should Have Done.
Raymond Strife, Sarah Casey, Tony G. These people are fabulous. I know them very well, and I'll tell you what. They're going to make podcasting great again.
And cut!